Streamline Vacation Rental Software is the premier all-in-one software solution for property managers looking to maximize revenue, maximize efficiency, and maximize growth. Book a demo today to get a look at all of the ways that Streamline can propel your business to new heights.
Welcome to the VRMA Arrival Podcast. Today I have with me Matthew Loney, the president and CEO of Explori. He recently wrote an article for Arrival Magazine on the topic of driving value through offering tours and activities to guests staying at short-term rentals. In this episode of the podcast, we delve deeper into that topic. Thanks for tuning in. First, Matt, if you want to just introduce yourself to the listeners, I think that would be a great place to start.
Sure. My name is Matthew Loney. I'm president and CEO of Explori. We are the leading guest experience platform for the vacation rental industry, which have about 14, 15,000 vacation rentals that partner with us across maybe 45 or 50 markets in the US.
Awesome. And so for issue one of the magazine, VRMA Arrival, which I think just came out recently, you wrote an article about driving value through offering tours and activities to guests staying in short-term rentals. So I kind of wanted to chat through some of those ideas with you and maybe start with what are some of the main benefits of an offering like that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting in our industry. Well, the primary benefit is really differentiation and guest loyalty, which I think combined is really the definition of a brand. I had the honor, I was a co-host of a podcast with a property manager. Brian Hamawi is a co-host of mine in the GuestX podcast, and it's all about guest experience. And we talked with people from varying different industries about what is guest experience, technology that's being developed to help further guest experience. But we had opportunity and honor really to speak with Chip Conley a couple of weeks ago, and he had served 4 or 5 years as the head of global strategy for Airbnb. And he defined brand as a differentiated promise. And I think when we look at the local tours and attractions, the ability to be a part of the larger scope of a guest vacation, not just where they're staying, but what they're enjoying in the community, you know, and it doesn't have to be tours and attractions, where they're having their morning coffee,
right?
Where they're watching the sunset, things like that, the walks they're taking, if they're a runner, the running routes they're taking, all of that. But to the extent that you can attach your brand to that larger vision of building a vacation, mm-hmm. I think now you're truly differentiating. Why do I stay with a certain property manager or with a certain brand? And you can see this happening across other verticals, lodging verticals, right? Marriott probably has one of the strongest hotel loyalty programs and brand. And most people who stay with Marriott will tell you it's about, you know, it's about the overall experience. And it, I don't think it's a coincidence that their loyalty program, the Bonvoy program, is very much built around destinations and in figuring out the really cool, unique things about each destination. And so I think as property managers, we need to think of ourselves as destination advocates. Mm-hmm. And how do I better promote the local tours and attractions that make this destination unique, and that will build great, great guest loyalty.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. Do you see this type of if tours and activities or this guest loyalty? Do you work for every type of location and property, or is this? I mean, I imagine you can take concepts of the idea and apply it across the board, but are there ones that it works better for?
I don't think so. I think sometimes it's easy if you've got product that fits maybe a certain category to go, well, the guest experience is about the really high-end homes in Park City or Martha's Vineyard or where have you. I tend to believe that the universe that most property managers are competing with is pretty small. Mm-hmm. It's kind of defined by the product that they're managing. And so, and then I think within each of those product levels, there is an expectation of guests of what they're getting for what they're spending. Mm-hmm. And the idea, I think, needs to be, how can I have my brand and product of the consumers that are seeking this level of stay? I want to be at the top of that level. That's really what you need. You don't need to compete against the $10,000 a night home if you've got the $400 a night condos. You need to compete against the condos that are $250 to $500 a night. Mm-hmm. And if you can be at the top of that, that's a great business model. And to be at, so I think, but I do think where it does change is then once you say, okay, here's my product level, here's my area of competition, and I'm going to differentiate. You've got to then dig into who are the people who, what's the demographic of people who are staying in those properties? Are they primarily families? And if so, I want to be able to provide, you know, family fun activities to do, things to do when it's raining. If I'm in really high-end properties, yes, I need to be focused on in-room, you know, at-home massage services, right? And things, private chefs. So I think how the activities you're looking to really leverage and the parts of your destination you're looking to leverage may change. But within each of those categories, there are ways to really stand out and differentiate.
Yeah, it really seems like it starts with understanding, and this kind of leads into my next question, of the community that they're in too, and the location that they're in. Obviously, anyone who's visiting a certain area is doing so for a specific reason. So kind of knowing what that reason is will help you then decide how to offer other products and services that might relate to what they're looking for. So that makes total sense. But maybe you can talk to me a little bit about the community building aspect of this. And it seems like you want to have a very close connection to some of the local businesses so you can kind of work in collaboration with them.
No, I think you do. And for a lot of leisure markets, which is where I certainly have a little bit more of my expertise. I don't know, and we don't work as much within the more urban or city centers, but in leisure markets, these are relatively small communities. And the best deep sea fishing boats, the best eco tours, the best hiking tours are typically smaller mom and pop run businesses. And those are the businesses really where you want to be sending your guests because you know they're going to have the best experience. Mm-hmm. And so I look at a lot of guest experience really being around a community supporting itself. How is lodging helping support the larger community and destination that they're a part of, and finding ways to help those businesses is a way of building a community. And really those activities are helping to better promote your destination. Mm-hmm. And we all want to feel like, you know, these guests stay with us because we have this home or, you know, the way we handle, but a lot of our guests are coming to a destination. Mm-hmm. And so supporting the businesses that are helping promote and make, improve your destination is only going to drive the number of people who want to come stay there. So I think when you start to look at how do I build a really good guest experience, I think it starts with, what are the things in your community that you really want to promote? And then working with the groups that are integral to those different parts of the community.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. Do you have, you know, suggestions for how like a vacation rental property manager might kind of approach, if they wanted to start doing something like this, how they can approach local businesses in the leisure market specifically, and, you know, what's the pitch for them? What are they gain?
Yeah, I think first of all, starting with trying to, you know, take 30 minutes and understand, try to understand their business. Mm-hmm. And I spend actually a lot of time with in the tours and attractions industry. There's a really good association called Arrival, which is kind of interesting because VRMA's magazine. But and I spend a lot of time talking to activity providers, and that's the first piece of advice I give them when they want to know how do we partner better with lodging. First, understand their business. They so now speaking to lodging providers about the tours and attractions. These are, again, usually small, closely owned businesses. If you're in Orlando, that's certainly different, or Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. But for most of your listeners, these are going to be small, closely held, maybe husband and wife, you know, partner businesses where they don't have a lot of staff. They don't have large marketing dollars. Their businesses can be very seasonal. So if you understand their business, you can then also understand where you can help them. And so sometimes it's not about so much, you know, can you provide my guests with a discount? But maybe it's, hey, can you provide my my guests earlier access to booking certain things? That's a great guest experience. If there's local restaurants who have certain tables that they'll set aside for guests who are staying with you, let me tell you, your guests are going to remember that a lot longer than they're going to remember that they got a free appetizer at the local restaurant. So think about that, and then think about the struggles that they're having and maybe how you can help. So one area that these local tours and attractions and service providers where they struggle is they don't know who's coming to market until they get here.
Right.
But you as a lodging provider do. So if they can help you drive your guest experience, some things you can give them are just earlier visibility to these guests through your recommendations. And then, you know, another area that they kind of struggle is usually around times of day. Mm-hmm. So if they're struggling on filling their tours, maybe that are midday because their evening sunset tour is really popular, don't go asking them to discount or somehow help around the sunset tour. Say, hey, where can I help drive my guests that'll be beneficial for you? And I think you will find on their end, you're going to receive a much better reception because they go, yeah, that would be great. And what can I, and then the answer always usually is back. And what can I do for you? Mm-hmm. Well, could you give them the best seats on the boat or could you? Absolutely. You know, so we've got activity providers that have created lines for Explore guests. Mm-hmm. And for Explore, that's much bigger than any sort of discount because you're promoting, hey, if you're with an Explore participating property, you line up over here. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what everyone does? They go, well, how do I stay at an Explore participating property? Right. So I think just not being short-sighted about thinking, oh, this is about how do I make money or how do I get discounts for my guests? I think as a society, we've been discounted a little bit. You know, Groupon and things like that, where they're almost leery of the discount. Like, is it really a discount? Mm-hmm. But you start giving them added benefits to these tours, you know, the best seats on the boat, things like that. All of a sudden guests go, wow, like that's why we stay with this lodging provider.
Yeah. I mean, it turns it into more of a VIP experience versus someone just trying to save money. Cause I mean, usually if you're going on vacation or staying in a rental property, that might be part of your equation there. But, you know, I think ultimately you're trying to have a good time and have a good experience. And so that seems to fit better into the ultimate goal of what most people who are vacationing are trying to do anyway.
I agree. And it goes, I think, you know, Alexa, it's a really good point. I think it goes back to your earlier point of is this for every kind of different types of product? And the answer is absolutely. That experience, it doesn't have to be over the top maybe for some of these smaller, but it, again, I think as a lodging provider, you want to constantly be thinking from the time someone's even thinking about a vacation, but definitely once they've decided to book with you, how do I improve each aspect of that?
Propel your business to new heights with the industry's premier all-in-one software solution for property managers. Streamline Vacation Rental Software offers many features to help your business earn more revenue, run more efficiently, improve the guest experience, and recruit new homeowners. Turn one-time guests into lifelong customers with a streamlined CRM. Guide prospects through your custom pipeline and increase conversions with our powerful lead management system. Streamline offers the top revenue management solutions to make sure our clients maximize their revenue. Streamline's trust accounting suite allows users to track owner monies, advanced payments, vendor payables, and taxes accurately and with flexibility. Streamline clients improve efficiency and delight owners and guests by using our Property Care app, Happy Stays Guest app, and the Owner app. Streamline sets the industry standard with their direct connections to more than 70 partners, including the best-in-class connections to VRBO and Airbnb. Streamline's number one investment is in its team and resources to support our clients. Go to www.streamline.com to find out why so many property managers use Streamline to thrive.
And so do you have in place ways to kind of audit and make sure that you're continuing to offer the best options, and that, you know, if you're offering one tour and activity or partnering with one company and it turns out that your guests are not having the greatest experience with them, like, what is the process for making sure that there's kind of a constant iteration of this?
Yeah, it probably won't come as a shock to you, but very similar to how we do it right in vacation rental industry, which is reviews are number one. Mm-hmm. Guests are going to tell you. So we send surveys to all Explore partner guests after they leave. And what's kind of interesting is it is just about the experiences, because we know the experiences they chose to go on. Mm-hmm. So we're asking them, hey, outside of your home, right? Our partners will ask them all the questions about the housekeeping and the check-in. Right. You just want to know, how was the experience? Mm-hmm. And tell us about it. And we track it actually on a weekly basis over the course of the year. It's three simple questions, and we do a 1 out of 5 star rating, because we need more feedback. And so we try to make it really simple, but we just ask the guests, how was it? How was your guest experience? What was the value? How would you rank the value of what you paid for? Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're looking for then. And we have, you know, now across so many markets, the risk for Explore is sometimes these really small businesses will change hands. Someone bought it. They didn't even think to tell us. Right. And all of a sudden we're seeing these customer service scores drop. And we send in people then to try to find out, hey, what's going on? And two, they've dealt with, and this goes back to understanding their business, they're dealing with staff shortages. Mm-hmm. So when you think about how can you send your guests, also think about ways that you can make it easier, you know, and it, given that they don't have large staffs.
Right. That makes sense. It kind of touches on the next question I want to ask of, you know, and we've talked a little bit about this, but what are the main challenges with these types of offerings, and what are things that, you know, people might not be thinking of as this is something that you need to make sure you're considering if you want to, you know, do this sort of thing?
Yeah. Operations, you know, just like everything it feels like in the short-term rental, right? The operations, people don't appreciate how hard it is. And I think, understanding the operational and the logistics of, if you're going to try to do something like this, the logistics of booking activities, do they need tickets? Is this a timed activity? Is there limited inventory? Because you quickly can take a very positive thing and make it a negative guest experience.
Yeah.
If, you know, if they aren't able to get on the tour, or the tour is just not a good experience, but also, so you need to be thinking about, if you're going to go down this road, what are the logistics of making sure, because guests today are, as all of your listeners know, guests today are difficult. They can be very difficult. They've come to expect things to be seamless, frictionless, whether it's check-in, booking my activities, getting my tickets.
And immediate.
Immediate. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I would tell your listeners, make sure you think about it we call it in our office here, don't look at everything through the sunny day scenario. Mm-hmm. Everything just works smoothly. What happens when the guest, then somebody gets in the group or gets COVID and no one can go? Right. How do they cancel? What are the cancellation policies? Are you going to be able to get their money back for them? Because they, if you really dive into this, they view you as who they bought the ticket on that dolphin cruise. It's not their problem that you don't run the dolphin cruise.
Right.
So you just need to really think about those logistics operationally.
Yeah, that's true. So I guess my final question is if there's a vacation rental property manager listening to this now, who's like, okay, I think I want to try this, or I want to get started or learn more. Like what advice would you give them? What would their first step be if they wanted to learn more, other than obviously to listen to this and read your article in the magazine?
I think if you're going to do it by yourself, start simple. You don't have to deliver the moon. By simple, I mean, sometimes really good recommendations are great, and making them easy to find, easy to access, and make sure it has the information I need to take the next step. Whether that's the website I go to book, the phone number I call, what have you. But if you can start there, it's amazing that right there exceeds a lot of guest expectations. As an industry, we're struggling with how to communicate with guests in a way that is convenient for them, but is also a way that we can easily continue to modify. We used to have the books that sat on the coffee table, right? Mm-hmm. And then guests started to get frustrated when those were out of date because operationally they were tough. So now you've seen a lot move to apps. And there's this question of, well, do guests really want to download apps for a 7-day vacation? And I think that's legitimate. You know, at Explori, we partnered with Amazon to turn the their voice-enabled Alexa devices into in-room concierge. Oh, wow. But that also has got its own, some people are comfortable with the virtual assistants, right? And some are still trying to get there. And so, but I think what we're all trying to figure out is, and what we need to understand is, guests are going to want this to be omni-channel. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to make recommendations, make sure they're at the house, but then how do I get those recommendations when we're at dinner and we're sitting around as a family talking about, what do you want to do tomorrow? Right. It's frustrating if, that book's at the house and they're not going to bring that book. Mm-hmm. So think about that and make sure that you've given them all the information they need. Don't start small, but go really deep. Mm-hmm. If I can't take my 6-year-old, if there's age requirements or height requirements, make sure that all of that is someplace I can access it. Because once again, if I show up and you've recommended it, now my 6-year-old can't go and I've got a screaming 6-year-old, that's not a good guest experience. So start simple, and then you can start to understand the intricacies of the business. And if you want to then start to make it easier for them to book, and you want to get into handling ticketing and being more of a true concierge, you at least have a base, a starting point. Mm-hmm. What a lot of our partners find is that is an area that is kind of outside of their business. And if they want to go to that level, they usually are talking to an outside third party.
Yeah.
But again, you don't need to go out and contract with an Explori or whoever. And I know that may sound odd coming from the CEO of Explori, but I just want us to raise our guest experience across the industry, because we've got such an opportunity here with a lot of people turning away maybe from more traditional lodging. Mm-hmm. We need to raise our game as an entire industry. And that doesn't mean you need to take huge swings at things. Mm-hmm. I think you can start small.
Yeah, no, that's so true. It's something that we talk a lot about here at VRMA, is just increasing the overall professionalism of the industry and how VRMA can help do that. Because, a rising tide raises all boats. So we want everybody to be doing exactly the right thing because it makes everybody else look better who's in the industry. So yeah, that makes sense that you would want everyone to be doing this well, even if we don't use Explory.
No, I often tell people if people are talking about guest experience, Explory mm-hmm. is already in a really good position. So we want more people really talking about it. And you bring up a good point. I mean, I think VRMA does an excellent job on just the education. And mm-hmm. I think the low barrier sometimes to entry of managing vacation rentals can be both a fantastic thing. We attract some really incredible entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. but it also means that we've got people in who really, you know, they're just getting in and they really don't understand what it means, in your words, to be a professional. And I think that's what we should all be striving for, because the alternatives, they've got a head start on us, and hotels, the consolidation and everything, they do have, I would say, a pretty high professional standard, and we can get there, but we need to understand what that means. And it does, education and coming together as a group and, you know, with like Verma.
Thanks again, Matthew. I will be in touch, but this has been great.
Thanks for having me, Alexa.
Streamline Vacation Rental Software combines more than 15 years of experience and innovation to provide property managers with the premier all-in-one software solution. Propel your business to new heights with a variety of features that include the Streamline CRM, revenue management, trust accounting suite, mobile apps, best-in-class integrations, and award-winning customer support. Go to www.streamline.com to book a demo today.